Hi, you guys, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Brittany Wright, and today we're going to be talking about my PLC framework topic, which is determining the validity of online sources of information. I can personally say that whenever I first get a topic that I'm about to have to do a paper on or even a project on, I automatically go to Google, type it in, and see what comes up. I even did this a little bit for this topic, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on. No matter the topic that you type into Google, there's billions upon billions of sources that come up. I personally have always struggled with finding sources that are good and reliable to use when writing papers or doing projects, or even sources that I can give my students whenever they have to do their own research. The very first thing that I did was I looked at our module, and Dr. Johnson was gracious enough to give us a few articles that we could look at in order to help us prepare for this podcast. The first one I'm going to be talking about is the Talking Tech article that she had linked. I read through this article a few times, and the main standard that popped out the most to me was standard 2C, which states, students demonstrate an understanding of and respect for the rights and obligations of using and sharing intellectual property. To me, this is basically saying that the students have to understand that not only do they have to cite the information, which they should know, but also that they have to make sure that the websites that they are using have also cited the information that they get from other websites or even articles or books or whatever. I usually, whenever I teach this topic of citations, I have always told my students that if the articles or websites that they are gathering information from do not have citations where they have gathered the information that they are getting from, they're basically stealing others' work and information that they gathered and worked hard on. I also like to give them a scenario of how would you like it if somebody in the class was taking credit for what the work that you did? They wouldn't really like it. I wouldn't like it personally. I can honestly say that if I work hard on something, I want the credit for doing it rather than somebody taking it and using it without even crediting me in the first place. I personally have seen teachers that as young as kindergarten that start teaching citations and how to determine valid websites, just to get their kiddos ready for whenever they grow up and have to cite information on papers and how they can find a credible website that they can use. To me, this is important because this is a skill that they will use the rest of their life. You have to be able to know if a website is credible or if it's not as great as it may seem. The rest of this article, the rest of the standard that I had talked about 2C, basically goes through what copyright and the fair use clause is, what plagiarism, it talks about the Creative Commons and even the public domain. I also looked at the other article that Dr. Johnson had linked for us in the module this week that really went along with this article that we were just talking about, the Talking Tech article. I scrolled through the resources and I found this article that was entitled Preventing Collisions at the Intersection of Creativity and Copyright. I really liked this article. It kind of went along with the Talking Tech article very well. I just really loved the two articles that Dr. Johnson had linked for us. But as I was saying, whenever I was researching for this topic, I kind of went down the rabbit hole a little bit because I find it interesting to about how we as teachers can set up our students for success when looking at sources whenever we're not technically in the same room as them. I came across an article written by Kathleen Morris that talks about how to teach online research skills for students in 5 steps. I read through this article about two times, and the number one resource that helped me the most was the poster that she had made that's entitled How to Evaluate Websites. So I am looking at this poster, and it basically is an arrow system. So it starts out by saying open the site, and then it goes to a next bubble that says skim read. So it makes the kids ask these questions to themselves. Can I read and understand the text? Might this site be useful? If the kids answer yes, they go to the next bubble, which would say, does it answer my question? Or is this a credible author or site? Does this purpose of the site meet my needs? Is the information current enough? Stuff like that. But if the kids answer no to any of these bubbles, they automatically go to a bubble that says, go back to the search results and try a different website. After you alter your search terms based on the results, make them more specific and descriptive. I really like this poster because it kind of gives a step-by-step guide of how the kiddos can find a credible source and how they can figure out if this source is good or not, or they can use it. I also wanted to add, I found an article that was also very good for me that was entitled Teach Your Children to Identify Reliable Websites and Sources. The main thing that stuck out to me, and I honestly can sit here and say that I completely agree with it, was the fact that it has a section that says the URL. The URL does honestly give a lot of way, a lot of way, sorry, on if a website is credible or not. For example, I like to always say that if it's .org, it's one of the best, but if it's a .edu source, it's the best of the best. So if at all possible, use these kinds of resources. I can personally say that me as a teacher, it's kind of hard to find great reliable sources, but that's a part of the job. And if we want to set our students up for success, we have to make sure that we give them the tools that they need in order to be successful when looking up credible websites versus non-credible. I hope that you enjoyed my podcast, and I look forward to hearing from you all soon. Bye, guys.